This is data indicating a follow-up progress note patient black, DLSE, regional, REGI, NARD, data service, 9/23/2023, place. Sorry, data service is 9/24. Data service 9/24/2023, place, which are care Charles Village, patient seen today for follow-up and subacute rehab. Patient has been doing well with physical therapy. He didn't have any headache, dizziness, no shortness of breath. Right knee pain is much better and the wound has been healed. Still has a weakness on the right side. And no nausea, no vomiting. On examination, patient is awake, alert. He has a dysarthria. Blood pressure is 130 over 80. Pulse 78. Temperature 97.8 Fahrenheit. Respiration 18. Pulse ox 98%. Respiration 20. And neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart test not true, abdomen is soft, not turned balsam positive, extremities no edema, neuro patient is awake, alert, oriented and 3, has a dysarthria, and has a right sided weakness. Recent lab, AST-115, ALT-109. He has a known transaminitis and the liver mass, alkaline phosphatase 291. Assessment. Patient has been admitted with the recent right knee septic arthritis. Has completed the course. Number 2, ambulatory dysfunction. Number 3, traumatic brain injury with the right side of weakness. Number 4. History of pneumonia untreated. Next line. Liver mass. Suspected liver carcinoma. Next line. Dysarthria due to traumatic brain injury. Plan of care. I have reviewed all the medication. Will continue the current medication. Continue PTOT. Follow up lab and speech therapy to follow the patient for dysarthria. And also speech for swelling evaluation. They'll be monitoring the patient closely. Next patient is Kibble, K-I-B-B-L-E, N-A-C-E-A, Kibble, Nasia. Date of service 9/24/2023. Place, which is Charles Village. Patient seen today for follow-up for subacute rehab. Patient has been doing fairly well, but today she reported an episode of mild wheezing. And she has a known history of asthma / COPD. She has an embolizer treatment PRN order, but she was asking if she can use an inhibitor inhaler in between. When I saw the patient, she's sitting in the chair. No acute distress, blood pressure is 120 over 80, pulse 80, temperature 90.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 99%, neck and neck supple longevity, neck and chest not tender, neck and lungs, bilateral onchoid, neck and heart SMS2, neck and abdomen soft, not turned balsam positive, neck and extremities healed, the left leg wound, and no evidence of redness or cellulitis, neuro she is awake, alert, but she is forgetful. Lab reviewed, medication reviewed. Assessment episode earlier, mild wheezing. Currently, she's much better, but at this point, known history of asthma / COPD will give her a albuterol inhaler, 2 puff, 4 to 6 hour PRN if needed. And it was also discussed with nursing staff. Next line, coronary artery disease. Next line, ambulatory dysfunction. Next line, generalized weakness. Next line, cognitive impairment. Next and plan of care will continue all her current medications and inhaler as ordered and discuss the nursing staff. Next patient is Lee, L-E-E-Lee, Sheena, S-H-E-E-N-A, data service 9/24/2023, place which is Charles Village, patient seen today for follow-up, a sub to rehab. Patient has been doing well, at present, no headache, dizziness, she's tolerating G2 feeding, and also anticoagulation, no bleeding, no hematuria, she's tolerating well. On examination, she's awake, lying in the bed. She has a dysarthria due to an expressive aphasia due to extensive stroke. And blood pressure is 120 over 62, pulse 80, temperature 90.1 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 98%, neck supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, heart SMS2, abdomen is soft, not tender, bowels are positive, extremities, left leg, trace edema, but there is no cough tenderness, right BKA, neuro, she's awake, lying on the bed, disoriented, and has dysarthria and expressive aphasia. Assessment, patient has been admitted with the CVA, next line DVT, left leg, neck and pulmonary embolism, next line dysarthria due to CVA, neck and dysphagia, status post back placement, neck and ambulatory dysfunction, neck and ischia PVD, status post right BKA. Plan of care, I have reviewed all the medications and the labs, the current medications will be continued. Follow-up lab electrolytes, PTOT, and monitor the patient closely. People and discuss the nursing staff. Thank you. Next patient is McNeil, M-C-N-E-A-L, McNeil, Louvenia, L-U-V-E-N-I-A, data service, 9/24/2023, place Uchak, Charles, patient seen today as a follow-up at subacute rehab. Patient has an episode of wheezing earlier, but currently she is eating her lunch much better. Family is on the bedside, and at present, no significant distress when I saw the patient. No headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no nausea, no vomiting, no fever, no chills. On examination, patient is awake. She is alert but forgetful and disoriented. Blood pressure is 122 over 70, pulse 80, temperature 95.5 Fahrenheit, respiration 22. Pulse are 97%. Next and next upon the UD chest and tender lungs. Bilateral onca with some wheezing in the bases. Heart SMS2, abdomen is soft, not and balls are positive. Extremities. Left VK is healed and no otherwise like edema. Neuro, she's awake, forgetful and disoriented. Assessment, patients admitted with the ambulatory dysfunction, next line recent respiratory disturbance with the COPD, acute exacerbation and deconditioning, next line CKD, status post renal transplant, next line diabetes mellitus, next line cognitive impairment, next line plan of care, will continue all her current medication. Because of episode of wheezing, I will also give her an extendibilizer treatment. She also has a NEP treatment ordered. That will be maintained and continued, and we'll discuss the nurse who can give her one level other treatment at present right now. And I have discussed with the patient and the patient relatives who's visiting today. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you. Next patient is Steven, S-T-E-V-E-N-S, Steven Annie. A-N-N-I-E, date of birth, 9/3/1950, place which is Charles Village. Patient seen today as a follow-up subacute rehab. Patient has been doing fairly well. She has a pain and aches in the legs and has been evaluated by cardiology for chronic leg edema. Patient, we did anterior Doppler that revealed evidence of perivascular disease. I have already discussed myself with the vascular surgery. They will follow up on that. In the meantime, she will be maintaining an aspirin along with other medication. Otherwise, today, no headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no shortness of breath. An examination, patient is awake, lying in the bed. Blood pressure is 118 over 88, pulse 80, temperature 97% Fahrenheit, respiration 18 per minute, pulse 94%. Next and next, upon the AVD, chest and tender, lungs, bilateral onside, diminished rest on the bases, heart SMS2, abdomen is soft, not and balls are positive. Extremities, she does have bilateral edema, but much better compared to the previous visit. Neuro, she's awake, alert, forgetful, and disoriented. Her memory impairment. Recent labs. Sodium 138, flashing 4.1, calorie 97, CO2-34, glucose is 130, BUN-23, creatinine 0.8. Assessment, a patient is admitted to subacute rehab for continuation of care with a recent fluid overload. With the heart failure and preserved ejection fraction, next line, bilateral edema that is improving, next line, CVA, next line ambulatory dysfunction, next line dementia, next line history of asthma, COPD, history of AFib, next line hypothyroidism. Next line, peripheral vascular disease, as documented as a recent arterial Doppler. Plan of care will continue all her current medication reviewed by me, lab reviewed by me. We also call vascular surgery consultation. They will follow the patient. And if she's on diuretics, I will follow BMP on Monday. Discuss the nursing staff. Thank you. Next patient is... DAXER 330ERESA, date of birth 10-8-1965, place which a good child will be patient seen today as a follow up and subcutaneous rehab. Patient has been doing well. She still has a leg edema, but no cough, no congestion, no shortness of breath, no chest pain. An examination, patient is awake, alert, interim 3, blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 70, temperature 9.8 Fahrenheit, respiration 18. Oh, sorry, 98%. Next supple, no JVD, chest not tender, lungs, bilateral clear, no wheezing, heart SNSP, abdomen is soft, non tender, bowel sound, positive extremities, left leg significant edema present, and no cough, tenderness, neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented M3. Recent lab. CPK 72, chemistry, sodium 140, potassium 4.6, carbon 2, CO2 33, BUN 14, cadmium 0.7, aluminum level 3.3, WBC count 10.02, hemoglobin 8.1, hemoglobin 26.4. Assessment, patient is admitted at the subacute rehab with the left knee infected, status post IND, and MRSA infection, and she's maintained on antibiotics, and she also has been followed, outpatient will be done by the orthopedic, she has a previous DJD, hip replacement surgery in the past, she has ambulatory dysfunction, getting physical therapy, history of hypertension, currently blood pressure is controlled. We'll continue all her current medication, reviews, keep and discuss the nursing staff. Thank you. Next patient is